Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, July 16th. I'm Ala Kaziz. Missouri House members are trying to take a proactive approach to complex issues like artificial intelligence regulation and disaster preparedness.
We could start looking at these things and really help the committees be an advanced team before they are kind of hit in the face with just a lot of legislative proposals.
Coming up on The Gateway, St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All and Jason Rosenbaum introduce us to the Missouri Future Caucus. The Trump administration is celebrating a new regional laboratory it says will keep the U.S. food supply safer. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday touted the Food Safety and Inspection Services facility in Normandy. It replaced a 1960s-era building in North St. Louis that was contaminated with lead and asbestos. Rollins says the updated equipment allows scientists to detect more species of Listeria.
This moment isn't just about celebrating a new building, although we're excited about that. It's about recommitting to our shared mission, protecting America's food supply with science, embracing technology, and modernizing our food safety system.
About 75 people work at the lab. President Trump authorized construction of the facility. Work began under President Biden. President Donald Trump is slated to nominate a St. Louis County judge and a former prosecutor as the U.S. attorneys for Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on the GOP chief executive selections.
According to sources familiar with the process, Trump plans to nominate St. Louis County Circuit Judge Thomas Albus to be U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri. And he's also slated to select R. Matthew Price to serve as U.S. Attorney for Missouri's Western District. Albus previously worked for the Missouri Attorney General's office and as an assistant U.S. attorney. Price served as an assistant prosecutor for Jefferson County and an assistant U.S. attorney. There's no timetable for when Albus and Price will get nominated, but Trump is expected to announce the move soon. It will be up to the U.S. Senate to vote on Price and Albus's nominations. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ameren, Missouri officials have proposed building a new gas power plant and batteries to store excess electricity on the site of the former Rush Island coal plant in Jefferson County. James Owen is executive director of Renew Missouri, a renewable energy advocacy group. He says he supports Ameren's investment in battery storage. However, he's dismayed by the company's commitment to new fossil fuel production.
When we look at the supply chain issues that are being created by these trade wars, when we look at the international conflicts that are leading to volatility in gas prices, it is very hard to look at any gas proposal and see that it's economically viable.
Last year, Ameren received approval from state utility regulators to build a gas power plant in St. Louis called the Castle Bluff Energy Center. The proposed Big Hollow Energy Center in Jefferson County is projected to provide a similar amount of gas power. St. Louis County announced yesterday that it'll place naloxone vending machines in high-need areas across the county to prevent opioid overdose deaths. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports.
Naloxone, also known by its brand name Narcan, is a nasal spray that reverses opioid overdose. The county's new campaign seeks to increase access to the medication. Six initial vending machines are being placed at locations throughout the county. It's already available at all three Department of Public Health locations and any St. Louis County library. One machine is at the 24-1 Cinema in Pagedale. Health Director Dr. Kanika Cunningham says its zip code has seen more overdose deaths since 2020 than any other part of the county.
This location is not symbolic, but it's intentional. We are meeting people where they are and putting life-saving resources exactly where they're needed most.
A total of 44 machines will eventually be available in the county. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis County judge has ordered the arrest of a chimp crazy star and her husband for contempt of court. The judge says four companies tied to Tanya Haddix and her husband Jerry Azuigan ignored orders to hand over financial records and other documents to PETA. The animal advocacy group served as Wiegand with a subpoena in 2023 in an attempt to collect nearly $225,000 in attorney's fees and costs. Haddocks was ordered to pay that after lying to the court about Tonka the chimpanzee's death. The judge has also ordered each of their companies to pay a daily $100 fine until the documents are produced and awarded PETA attorney's fees. One of St. Louis's last food publications has changed hands. STL Bucket List purchased Sauce magazine from the former Riverfront Times owner. Sauce will be editorially independent of STL Bucket List, which is a marketing company and social media influencer. Last year, the food magazine laid off half of its staff and threatened to stop printing, citing financial pressures. But it'll continue its print issue, bring back its podcast, and look to expand online under the new ownership. Missouri House members are trying to take a proactive approach to complex issues like artificial intelligence regulation and disaster preparedness. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aul spoke with Jason Rosenbaum about the formation of the Missouri Future Caucus.
Jason, what is the Future Caucus, and why did the House Speaker create this earlier this year?
The Future Caucus is aimed at tackling some complex issues that may not be at the top of the Missouri General Assembly's legislative agenda now, but could be in the future. Things like the federal government taking a less active role in disaster preparedness, or regulating artificial intelligence on a state level. And State Representative Colin Wellenkamp, a Republican from St. Charles County, feels that having a future caucus will make his colleagues more prepared to deal with specific legislation in the coming months and years.
We could start looking at these things and really help the committees be an advanced team before they are kind of hit in the face with just a lot of legislative proposals.
You mentioned disaster preparedness, and that's something on a lot of people's mind considering the May 16th tornado in St. Louis and President Trump's statements that he wants to de-emphasize federal involvement in responding to natural disasters. So how is that affecting how the Future Caucus is looking at state involvement on disaster issues?
I think that there is a recognition that at least until Donald Trump leaves office after 2028, that there's a very real probability that states like Missouri are going to have to take a more active role in responding to disasters. Wellenkamp in particular has talked about the state doing proactive things, like, for instance, when involving flood prevention or shoring up levees, are trying not to build things in floodplains, which is easier said than done sometimes.
What role does a state general assembly have in artificial intelligence, or at least what does the Future Caucus think?
They do think that state regulators and state legislators should play a role in overseeing this type of technology, which in and of itself is a controversial proclamation. The detractors of state regulation of AI say that if you place too many guardrails or burdens on this technology, it's only going to make countries like China more likely to get the type of technology that is going to, quote, beat the United States in this race to dominate this space. But I think that the state legislators don't find that perspective terribly persuasive. In fact, Democratic State Representative Marty Jo Murray specifically disagrees with billionaire Mark Cuban's assessment that there should be no regulation of AI because of innovation and competition concerns.
A businessman is the one telling you that. So, like, of course, they're going to say that the policymakers or, lawmakers should stay out of the way. I don't think that's enough to say that you should step back just because you don't want to stifle innovation or you want to be able to keep pace with China.
So what does the Future Caucus plan to do to prepare their colleagues?
I imagine they're going to be having multiple hearings on multiple different subjects and trying to prepare their colleagues as best as possible when the day arrives that they actually have to consider concrete policies and legislation dealing with these complicated issues.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talking with STLPR's Jonathan Aull about the Missouri Future Caucus. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.